Coming up next, the music of guitar player Mary Halverson. She is our guest on this evening's improvisations. Julian Lage is as well. It's all guitars this evening. We'll hear a track from Mary Halverson, and we'll be back to talk with her.
Thank you.
On the guitar from her solo recording, Melt Frame, that was Mary Halverson. And I'm delighted to let you know that she's on the phone line with us. She'll be coming to Knoxville to play the Big Ears Festival solo, as you heard there, and also with Anthony Braxton. Maybe she'll show up other places. Mary Halverson, thanks for talking to us. How did you get involved with the Big Ears Festival?
Well, I'm a part of Anthony Braxton's Nonet, so I guess that had gotten booked. And then since I'm there already, they also asked me to do a solo guitar set, and that's something I've been doing a lot recently. I put out a solo guitar album last year. I'll be going to play with Anthony Braxton and also to perform solo.
Do you know anything about the festival? Have you ever been to Knoxville or driven through it, which is what most people say?
No, I have not been there, but I've heard amazing things about the festival from so many people, so I'm really excited about it.
What are you going to be doing with Anthony Braxton?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be doing, but I believe we'll probably be playing some graphic scores of Anthony's and possibly some of his more notated music as well. And so it's a pretty big group. There's a lot of horns. There's saxophone, cornet, trumpet, French horn. Let's see, two more saxophones, two guitars, cello, bass, and drums. So it's going to be pretty cool. I think it'll be, and a lot of these people have played Anthony's music for a really long time. So everyone's pretty familiar with his system and his language, and they're all great improvisers. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Through the course of the weekend, you're going from playing in a fairly large group to playing solo. How do you get in that mindset to play in a large group? We'll start with that.
It's definitely pretty different, and you're right. It's sort of two extremes. I think most of what I've done is play in small ensembles, trios, quintets, duos. So I am doing two extremes, and I think, you know, it's really exciting to play in the big group. You know, you think a lot about leaving space and orchestration and having a lot of different things happen and how to be part of a larger whole. So I guess that's the kind of mindset I get in for that. Solo is almost the total opposite, although I still think about it orchestrationally, except just really orchestrationally just for guitar. So how to create variety and cohesiveness and different textures within basically something that is really just one sound, just solo guitar, to try to have as much variety as possible. So, yeah, as I'm saying this, I think they're similar, but they're also different in a way in terms of mentality.
Do you ever feel nervous just it being you up there? Like you say, you're usually in some type of, even like a, you know, a quartet or septet or smaller, but rarely, you know, solo in a lot of your discography. Do you feel in any way vulnerable just playing by yourself?
Oh, definitely. And I think what I've tried to do to get over that is do as many solo concerts as I possibly can, because it is. It's very different. And, you know, when it's just you, one thing I've noticed is, you know, if you're not feeling totally on and you're playing with a group, you can sort of rely on other people to do something inspiring, which sort of lifts you. But when it's just you, it's really just you, and it's up to you to create that energy and to create that drive. And I think the most important thing I've learned is just to try to be relaxed, you know, and to breathe and to let space happen, even though space in that case is going to mean total silence, to be comfortable with silence and just letting things happen. So that's what I try to do. But yeah, it's definitely sort of new for me at this point. I've only been doing it for a couple of years.
Are you going to bring that big, beautiful Guild guitar with you to Knoxville?
Unfortunately, I am not, because I don't fly with it. But what I am bringing is a custom guitar that I had built for the purpose of travel, which is designed to sound and feel as similar to that guitar as possible. And it's a really beautiful instrument. It also has a removable neck, so I can travel with it more easily.
And what about amps? I guess you can't fly with your own guitar amp on the plane.
No. So I usually just have ones that I request at different places.
We have a lot of guitarists that listen to this show and a lot of tech geeks. What kind of amp do you prefer, and do you have any special pedals that you like to employ?
Well, my favorite amp is my 1967 Fender Princeton Reverb. It's a beautiful amp, just a beautiful warm sound and a great tremolo. And also it's very light, which is one of the things I love about it. It's not like carrying around a Fender Schwinn or something like that. So that's what I tend to use at home. And I have a few pedals. I'm not a huge pedal person, but I have a line six delay that I manipulate with an expression pedal, a foot pedal, and a volume pedal and a rat distortion. And that's pretty much all I use in terms of effects.
Well, let's hear some of that amp and guitar. Our guest again this evening on Improvisations, Mary Halverson. This is Leola from her recording Melt Frame. When you studied under Anthony Braxton, who's not a guitar player, I assume, What did he teach you about playing music in general that transcends the instrument?
Well, I think the main thing I got out of studying with Anthony was just an enormous amount of inspiration, just from looking at his body of work and how he's basically created a musical universe that's totally unique and completely his own. And you know, he's not afraid to take risks and try things. You know, he was always telling us when we were students of his that, you know, if you don't make any mistakes, then that's a problem, that you have to just go for it and try things, and really the sky's the limit. So I think what I took most from Anthony was just that there are no shoulds. You don't really have to do anything. You can try whatever you want. But at the same time, he had a really deep love and respect for all kinds of musical traditions. So I think both of those things together have been really important to me.
One more question. I was just going to ask you about the new record from Michael Formanek.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brilliant record. How did you get involved in that one, and what was that experience like?
Oh, it was amazing. I really love that group, and I have so much respect for Michael for putting together a big band and getting all those people together and organizing it and making it happen and writing all that brilliant music. So, yeah, for me it was, also I never really get a chance to play in a big band, so it was very exciting. And I met Michael, well, I've been a fan of his music since I was in college. He's always been one of my favorite bass players, and I met him probably about 10 years ago, and we started playing in a collective trio called Thumbscrew with Toma Fujiwara on drums, which is still a project. We actually have another record coming out in May. So I got to know him pretty well through playing in that group. And then the big band is something, he put together a couple years ago.
Well, Mary Halverson, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. You are listening to the WUOT Jazz Podcast. I'm Todd Steed. If you enjoy this kind of entertainment, and I know that you do because you made it all the way to the end of this particular podcast, consider a donation. Go online at WUOT.org. Also, you can find a link to a lot more music, news, and other goodies there.